everybody, this is your boy Mo Guns, and you're checking out VTTV. I'm here with Game Pro, C Breezy, Bryant, and Ace. Let's get straight into the topics.
Infamous 2, the release date has been officially announced on a PlayStation blog, June 7th, 2011. But yo, depending on where you get it from, you get different, like, it's like different pre-order specials. You
go special abilities.
If you get it from Amazon, you get this Cole's weapon. You know that new weapon that you see all the time, and it's gold plated.
Yeah.
I don't think I want that anyway. Then you can also get the, if you pre-order from Best Buy, you get the super-powered Nemesis from the first Infamous. You get his skin. Where else is it? I think this is all just pathetic, though. I mean, GameStop, you get a different power. It's just, I think it's too much. Way too much.
Yeah,
it is.
Kind of like overkill, but they have to sell it somehow. You know what I'm saying? Like everything, like every game that comes out.
I mean, this is the thing with me and this with PlayStation, what they can do. I mean, they got so many games coming out. If they really want to sell something, give us a beta in every exclusive game that you're going to release.
Ain't it, though?
I mean, it will get bought.
Yeah,
well, like Killzone 3 is going to sell a lot of copies because of SOCOM 4, though. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The reason why I'm going to be getting Killzone 3 is for SOCOM 4.
Like, put a Resistance 3 beta in Infamous 2, and it will be bought. I will buy that day one.
I mean, they got to start selling their products more than just after you buy it, you know what I'm saying? They got to sell their product and then, you know, it's like kind of like pre-planning.
Show like,
you know?
All they do is show like one little Kevin Butler commercial and it's done.
I agree, though, because
that's all they do.
The only reason why I feel like I'm getting Killzone 3 is because
SOCOM 4, see? But that's the sell point, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you're buying it just to get something, it gives you more reason to buy it.
Well, I'm getting
it
for the game.
At the same time, if you think about it, though, PlayStation Plus, you're just getting a SOCOM 4 beta. So, I mean, it don't even matter. I mean, if you don't want Killzone, you're going to get it anyway if you PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, but not everybody is a PlayStation Plus member.
That's another topic.
I took it out.
It's pretty good. It's actually been pretty good. They actually been releasing good stuff now, actually. You know I used to hate PlayStation Plus, but they actually got some good stuff on there now.
Yeah, I see they got some nice price.
Yeah, DLC wise.
Anybody excited about Infamous 2? I am.
Nope. I am. I really am. Nope. I'm pumped for it. I've seen some gameplay of it. Like, it looks awesome.
I mean, you know what? I might give Infamous 2 a try, but Infamous 1 was a no for me. Infamous 2, maybe. Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
How was the first one?
Infamous 1
was hot.
Infamous is cool, but you know, like, we always play in a group, so the games I like is God of War 3, but when we play all action games in a group, it's Uncharted 2. And when I match that against Uncharted 2 and God of War, I mean, it's okay.
All right.
I mean, but...
Well, basically, for me, I love playing groups, but my favorite games are always single player. My favorite game is Metal Gear, Heavy Rain. Those are, like, my favorite games.
Heavy Rain, yeah. I gotta admit, though, my favorite games are, like, you know, Assassin's Creed. You know, before it got multiplayer, I love Assassin's Creed 2. I love Dead Space before it got multiplayer. You know, like, there are some single-player games that I love playing, and I love talking about them. I like debating them, you know. But one game, don't ever get Dragon Age Origins. That game is shit. But anyway, we're not going to go there. But multiplayer games, it depends, you know, on the multiplayer games. If the online is legit enough, you know.
You know, and that's something we need to talk about, too, is, like, all these single-player games have an online added to them, and they're not really that good. Like, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, I had the beta for that game, and that multiplayer was just nothing but stab you in the back and run. Dead Space multiplayer. That's what it was, though. I'm being dead serious with you. I had the beta. There was only one time when I got over 20 kills, but that whole game was basically stab you in the back and run. Hi,
well, Until you lock the gun. Until you lock the gun.
Yes. I was going to say... And in the full game, there's some stuff you can unlock that's even better. Like, you can just unlock, like, even better stuff. I like that Assassin's Creed Brotherhood online multiplayer. I love it, personally.
Dead Space 2 multiplayer.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, now, Chris, hold on. With Dead Space 2, I gotta admit, I've been playing it a lot lately. I don't know if you've seen me playing it, but it's actually better. It's getting better for me, personally, depending on who you're playing with.
It was the thing about the beta. The thing about the multiplayer was it was never bad, but they dropped the beta, ain't nothing changed from the beta except for more maps. That's it. Then nothing else.
The more maps and the guns, though. As you level up, you get better guns, and the Necromorph's abilities get stronger. And as I was playing, I was leveling up. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I unlocked that gun.
I mean,
I didn't
really see nothing too spectacular about it. I mean, I didn't see the point of them adding multiplayer to Dead Space 2 in the first place.
Like, the one mode I like playing the most was, I think, Escape. That was probably one of my favorite modes to play was Escape. You know, that was a fun mode. It's really intense. It's really, really, really intense, you know, and that's...
Well, that was one thing I liked about it. I gotta say, I think that the multiplayer is just, it's like, they have to put it on. Like, they're obligated to do it. And I think it's regular. Better to keep it single player.
They really have to, because look at the price of these games. Like, if it was not multiplayer, it would be still the same price. So why?
I mean, but that's the thing about it. A lot of people will be sleeping on these single player games that's actually worth the $60. For example, Heavy Rain. That game is worth the $60.
Yeah.
But nobody knows that.
Yeah, definitely.
That game is that's well worth the $60.
I think I heard about Infamous 2 having some sort of multiplayer aspect to it.
They don't need to add multiplayer. For Batman Arkham City, they just announced that game
they're not
going to have multiplayer. So I'm
they don't need it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, Batman Arkham
Asylum,
like, that story was so good, it didn't need multiplayer. Like, it would be overkill if they did that shit. Like, they didn't need all that. You know?
Right.
But games like, what was I going to say? Like, Heavy Rain. That game has a lot of replay value. Like, it's ridiculous how much of replay value it is.
Hey, can y'all imagine multiplayer in Heavy Rain?
No, I couldn't fathom the thought.
I see them doing.
I don't even know how they would do something like that.
It wouldn't work. How the hell would that work?
Exactly.
What I think they should do is just create a pack where they have Indigo Prophecy, the first game that they created, and package it with Heavy Rain. I think that would be cool. Infamous, like Indigo Prophecy was really good. It's one of like my favorite games. So I wish they do that and put Heavy Rain like in the same package with it, because it's made by the same developers.
Right.
Yeah.
So none of these like pre-order bonuses really appeal to you guys?
It depends on what's getting packaged in with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, with Killzone 3, it's just like we said, what's making you get it is SOCOM, you know, or what's helping you, give you more of a reason to get it is SOCOM. If there's a reason for you to get it.
After having Dead Space 2, because it's kind of like Infamous, where they, you know, you pre-order and they give you some kind of suit or some kind of gun or something, it's really not that much of a difference, because when I got the suit after I pre-ordered Dead Space 2, I was dying as much as I would with regular suit, so I'm like, okay, well, it doesn't even matter.
And then he has a good point. And what else I'm hoping this is gonna be a trend, but EA is just they love money. They're money hungry. Why the fuck are you gonna try to charge us to play online? I know me and Chris tweeted this briefly to back and forth. Why is EA like starting to charge you to play online? Are you kidding me right now? Like, I gotta get access code to play online? Get the fuck
out
of here.
And you know what? Really?
That's because GameStop did that. That's GameStop's problem.
Me and Brian was actually talking about this one day, and we basically come up, you know, EA, even though they make you pay online if you don't buy the game new, if you buy the game new, they actually start giving people DLC and betas and stuff like that. Because Medal of Honor came with Battlefield 3. That's coming with the beta.
But my problem, I have a problem with it, because their servers always suck. It's always terrible.
True.
You gotta pay
for
online. If you buy it, or if you get it from GameFly, you can't play online. It's pathetic.
Yeah. Swag.
So, with that said, I don't think I'm getting any of these. I'm not looking to pre-order Infamous 2. I'll buy it when it comes out. None of these things really appeal to me. I don't care about a different power. Nothing like that. Doesn't matter. There was a job listing suggesting that Apple Television is actually not Apple TV, which was fail, but Apple Television.
Yeah.
This came by Boy Genius Reports. They were searching for an AC/DC power supply design engineer. To me, that didn't really say it until if you look at the article, it says that the person who's being hired in this in the field, it said that he would be able to work on different TVs and innovation and all that. I had a question. Well, do you think it will add 3D in it? If it does come out, if it actually is true, do you think it will be 3D enabled?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it will. Most they want to compete in the market, then yeah. 3D.
If they want to be ahead of the game, yeah.
But, alright, I got a problem.
Will they need it necessarily? Probably no.
They don't need it.
No, yeah, most of these products nowadays don't need 3D, but they just add it in just for a perk. And most people fall for it nowadays. They say, oh, yeah, it's 3D. Just like movies. You know, they have a movie, which I fell for, actually.
Ever since Avatar.
I'm like, ooh.
Ever since Avatar.
Yeah, but there's a big question about it. There's a big question. Even though the TV will have 3D, is it going to be any different than any other LCD out there or LED?
No. Yes, no. It will. No. I'll tell you why.
It will?
I'll tell you why. And this is the reason why I most likely would not get it. Because they would put iTunes on the TV. And you could buy movies from it.
Yeah, well, I knew they're going to implement all their software.
That's cool. But I have a problem because I stopped buying things from iTunes ever since I bought the whole season of Burn Notice. Something happened to my laptop. I fix it. I can never get it again.
That's a good show.
Email them, call them, nothing happens. So I would not do that anymore. Just like I would not buy any books from them if I had an iPad, nothing. I can't do it anymore.
So what, you couldn't re-download your purchased stuff?
Nope. Not at all.
Wow.
I contact them everything. It's not even in my purchase history anymore.
Ooh.
Well, I have iTunes, but I do not buy anything from iTunes. I use it to keep my music organized.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too. They control it too much. You know what I mean? You can't put it on whatever device you want.
Yeah. And it's always an update.
Yeah.
Always a fucking update. Oh, my.
Every week, it's something
my
there.
Gosh.
You see that? They do that with iTunes, and they just do it with the TV, so I don't know if I would go for it. Maybe if it was like, all right, a living room TV. And nobody's really gonna. It's not like my personal TV is just there to display things or watch things on it. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not really a fan of it. Basically, I'm just skeptical.
I know, and the price is gonna be crazy too.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
But
it's gonna be like what?
But it's gonna sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, of course, it's Apple.
And Apple sales was for the fact that the tag on it. Yeah.
Kind of annoys me. Well, it annoys me a lot. I don't know if any of you guys seen the movie Akira, the old. It's like a classic anime.
No.
Basically, this movie is like the classic anime where all anime start being like. And there's, of course, Hollywood, what they're going to do is
make it a movie.
And Brad Pitt was offered a role for it, but he turned it down. Good for him. Because you notice they always remake things and just make it terrible.
With big name actors, make it so.
And they always, Mila Kunis is actually being talked about into it. It's like, what? Why? Why?
Well, who is the original creator for Akira?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think it's somebody.
Because we was talking about the topic of Akira, I thought you was talking about the artist that made Dragon Ball Z. Because you know.
I'm not gonna lie. I've never heard of this thing, but I'm Googling as we speak. But I'm trying to get debriefed on this, but I never even knew about this.
But you know this Hollywood is really rebooting and remaking everything. Like, you guys just heard about
because
the
they're dry. Like, they got nothing. They got nothing else.
Of course.
I'm just waiting for somebody to remake Twister.
Oh.
It's gonna be coming. It's gonna be coming.
Nah, leave Twister alone.
Twister. They better leave it alone. That's a classic.
That's a classic.
You know what they're doing? They're so bored. They don't know what they got anymore. That they're going with Little Red Riding Hood. They're turning that into something.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I heard about that.
I saw that in the mall. I was like, what?
What about Hoodwink? Dang, that was a
what else they're doing? What else they're doing is the new Dead Island game that just was announced. And that just went viral like a couple days ago. They're already talking about making a movie about the game, and the game hasn't even released yet.
They're doing the same thing for Uncharted. I mean, there's a movie for Uncharted coming out.
Oh, yeah, we heard about that. Mark Wahlberg's supposed to be playing Nathan Drake.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think they should come out with a movie because the game acts like a movie.
But you know what? This is the thing about it. They're trying to make games off of games that really are movies. Like Uncharted, why do you need a movie off this? Like, it's a movie by itself.
Yeah,
and, like, to me, having an Uncharted movie and not hearing Nathan Drake's voice It just don't sound right to me. It just
yeah, it's not gonna work for me.
All right, let me put it to you guys.
But I mean,
let me put it to you guys like this. I think in order for a game to become a movie, it must remain an animation, and it should be made by the same
people
who do the CG for the game, and just make it purely a movie. Why do we have to Hollywood?
Because they destroyed Dragon Ball and Tekken. Dragon Ball and Tekken was just, oh my god, especially Tekken.
Ugh. Basically, this movie. Akira was an anime movie, and they actually turned it into a live action version now. This is gonna be terrible, if you actually. It's gonna be just so bad.
It's just like, how I see it.
It's like one of those movies that's like genius, and you should just leave it alone.
Leave it, right? Yeah. If it's timeless, leave it at that sense. You know, but how I see that. If Nathan Fillion played Uncharted. You know, like, I don't know how to explain it. He has some of the facial expressions as Nolan North, but there's no Nolan North, you know what I'm saying? There's only one Nolan North. And even though he may not be the Drake physically, I don't think you won't be able to connect with him if there's not Nolan North. And like Mo said, you'd rather stick with it being animation and just make like a, you know, a linked movie,
like a
you
CG
know,
version,
to the
like
games.
Like
Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Final Fantasy Advent Children is probably one of the best video game movies I've ever seen in my life.
I have it.
Yeah,
I have it on Blu-ray. Oh.
I had it on my PS3.
Epic. But, I mean, that's
what I'm thinking. That game made me go buy Final Fantasy VII. Like, I had to go buy it after that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna lie, I did the same thing. I was like, oh, I gotta play this to know what's going on.
Yo, right. It's like making a Metal Gear movie without having the voice of Snake. It's just not gonna work out.
So there's something missing. We can't do it.
You know, these video game movies, to me, didn't really start getting whacked till like the late 90s and the 2000s, because the first Mortal Kombat movie was hot. The Street Fighter movie was hot in the 90s, and then after Mortal Kombat Annihilation came out, it was just downhill from there. I was like, oh my god. And you know what? I didn't even find Mortal Kombat Annihilation that bad, but everybody else does. But I mean,
I don't find it that bad either. For some reason, I liked it better than the first one, but I don't know. Maybe something was wrong with me. I gotta rewatch
it. Me too, but it just could have been way more. Like, if you think about it, Mortal Kombat, the first movie, it has some of the roster from Mortal Kombat, but they should have had way more in Annihilation, because 4 was out at that time. It was like, where's Quan Chi? Where's Shinnok? Where's, you know, Striker, Cabal? Where's all these people at? You know, they ain't in the movie.
But, you know, the reason why this story about Akira really bothers me is because it's something I want to do. I want to be a director, and this is just what the business I'm getting into, and they just screw things up. So,
being an actor as well, I understand as well. Like, I look at movies, I'm like,
hopefully
why, you know?
The same mistake, so.
Alright, but on that note, we're gonna take a break. We're sending out a major love, and this is our message to you. Yeah, we're about to talk about Game Pro's favorite game. I know it's your favorite game. Yeah. Little Black. I call it Little Black Planet. I don't know why.
You know what, Secret? I think Mo Gunn got something against black people, and he black. I think he got something against black people.
That's funny.
Actually, I'm mixed, sir. I'm mixed.
Yeah, he's mixed.
Mixed with what? Oh. Mixed with black and poodle. That's what he mixed with.
He mixed with poodle and Chihuahua or something.
Yeah, you try to get me some coffee.
One day I was walking to the store after I was playing Little Big Planet 2. I was walking to the store and I was saying, I don't know if you guys will agree with me or what, but I think Little Big Planet 2 is the most amazing game ever made.
It is.
Yes.
It is one of the best.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree. It is.
What
now,
can't you
not
do
to say
game?
That it's the greatest game ever made. But
no,
most amazing.
One of them. It's one of them.
Most amazing.
One of the best creative games. I would say that. one of the best, most created games.
Because it's like the game you're allowed to play with any genre you want, and it never gets old. Like, it's weird to me that they're bringing back classics on it. You're able to do like a whole full racing game. They had a first-person shooter on it. It's like
I played that. That was fun. I played golf and Pac-Man. I'm some kind of retro shooter, and I was
played
fun
Zelda.
I played Hungry Hungry Hippos in that job.
Yeah, it's crazy. And now there's a feature that you can link levels, so now people make full-blown stories.
Yeah, movies.
Yep, I'm making one right now.
They had Titanic in there. I was cracking up.
We don't want to play your level. And the reason why is like it never will get old. Because I remember the first Little Big Planet, I got it, and then I lent it to my cousin. He never gave it back. So,
for obvious reasons.
So I had to buy it again, but it's like you didn't really, nothing stopped, so you still can keep going. And then even when they did with Little Big Planet 2, it continued that, and they had like social features like YouTube, so it's like crazy. I think it's the most amazing game ever made.
And definitely is.
I think I can back that up against anybody. Did anybody watch the Super Bowl yet?
Yes.
I watched a little bit of it, then it got garbage.
It was boring for me.
When you don't have a team that's in the
It wasn't really boring for me because a lot of people, I don't know if y'all know, but a lot of people are riding the Steelers nuts this year.
Tell me about it.
Steelers nuts. And I said this, and you know what? People call me stupid for this, but if you think about it logically, you know the song Black and Yellow, right, by Wiz Khalifa?
Oh, my God.
And he's from Pittsburgh. Like, a lot of people is riding the bandwagon just because of that song. Like, they never watch football.
That song's about the Latin Kings, though.
Right. It's not even about...
a lot of people... No, he's from... Wiz Khalifa's from Pittsburgh. He made that song for that, too.
But he's still throwing up the Latin Kings sign in the video.
Oh, yeah.
And but, here's...
Did you guys see the Xperia Play commercial?
No.
I missed it. PlayStation phone. Well, basically it starts off with the little Android dude and he's like under an operating table and they give him little thumbs. And then basically that's the end of it. Like they give him little thumbs and they show the PlayStation phone. Whatever. But the Xperia Play, which is what it's called, was shown to be in Verizon's inventory. So it's under the codename Sony R800X. And so it looks like it's definitely going to be on Verizon. But
which is not the best coverage, of course.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. My thing is this. I think it's great if you're going to start off on one carrier. Who else than Verizon?
Right.
But I hope they make a GSM version, too, not just a CDMA.
They should do, in my opinion, they should do what Samsung did with the Galaxy line and make it available on every carrier. Because it's obvious that they're competing with Microsoft, who has Xbox Live on their phone. So, but I think the way to do it, for them to actually, they actually have an upper hand, in my opinion, because they're on Android. But I don't know if the... They said they're releasing the Android store, like a PlayStation store on Android. I don't know if that's the same as the Xperia Play, and the difference is the Xperia Play has the button.
Right.
I'm not sure. But I think if they make it available to all phones and make the Xperia Play available on all carriers, they can actually beat Microsoft in the mobile gaming battle, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Microsoft right now is leaving their stuff exclusive to their phones, the Windows Mobile 7 phone. And I think that is way too young. You know, it's a new operating system, so it's not going to catch on. As Android's already established. So you guys think that they should go that route, like the Samsung did with every carrier?
I think so. Personally, I feel like if you look at Samsung now, you know, they pretty much did start on Verizon. But I think they went about it in the right direction. Verizon's phones, they know how to market their phones. Let me word that right. They know how to market the fuck out of their phones. They make the most stupid phones look so legit. Like, I promise to God, they make some of the phones look so freaking tight. And, you know, being the fact that Verizon is one of the largest networks, even though AT&T begs to differ, but Verizon, I think, is number one right now. And they always bring new technology to the table, I think. I've been watching Verizon. They always bring in new gadgets, new phones.
Yep.
And I feel like they're the Microsoft of cell phones. They just know how to market a lot of good shit, and it sells. Now, eventually, they will branch over to other markets or to other cell phone providers, but I think they're going the right direction, personally. And if they can market it right, and if the phone is good enough, then, you know, done deal. But that's just me.
If it's on CDMA, I'm not going to like it because I have GSM, I have T-Mobile, and I'm not going to go to Verizon just to get a phone. And plus, I don't even like CDMA phones. I like GSM because I get to swap SIM cards so easily. But if they don't make a GSM version of this, it ain't going to be big. I honestly don't see that.
I thought you were saying how you wanted to get the PlayStation phone, Brian.
Yeah, which y'all seen, it was CDMA. And it's on Verizon.
That's why I think if they go the Samsung route and go on every carrier, it'll be better. Because, of course, if you get a GSM here, you can go overseas. It's easier to do that than have
exactly.
a CDMA phone.
Exactly.
An iPhone, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why I think that they should do that. And also, the PlayStation Store app, I don't know, really, we don't really got that much details on it. But I think that if they release that on at least 2.0 and up Android phones, on all of them, I think they can really, I think they'll, you know, win the whole mobile battle thingy, if you want to call it that, between them and Microsoft.
And they also got to market the fuck out of the new PSP, NGP, right? Or is it right? NGP? They haven't made a name for it yet.
You never know with Sony, they're thinking of marketing.
But Sony has to, what I'm saying is, right now, those are their two key items right now. They have to market it correct, because if they can't market it correctly, they're both going to flunk. And that's the last thing Sony needs right now, is a tank in both those areas. So they had to market the fuck in the cell phone genre, and in the gaming era, handheld. So they have some work to do, and still market the PS3 at the same time. But if they do this right, like that, they have three heavy hitters that can change the game. Like, you know, they got gaming, you know, console, gaming, handheld, new handheld that has dual analog sticks, finally. And now they're entering the cell phone, you know, era, you know, a genre. If they can market it right, they could dominate. Like, they could be back on where they were.
Yeah, but the only
back,
thing that's,
you know,
connected
five,
all of
years.
Is the PlayStation Network. I mean, they're not even going to connect with each other.
They have no excuse.
Right.
You guys, because Sony Ericsson is a totally different department than, like, Sony PlayStation. They all have their own focus. So Sony PlayStation has to market the new PSP, right? Mm-hmm. Sony Ericsson has to market the Xperia Playwright. And Sony as a whole needs to link everything together. I think that's the problem.
Exactly.
They need to link every single thing they have together, and then they're golden.
Because nothing's
It's just too spread out right now.
So basically, there should be like a source to connect all their different branches.
I honestly
branches.
See them rushing a lot of things.
Yeah,
that too.
Exactly.
They do.
PSP Go is a prime example of that.
And they got so many PSPs,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. How many are there?
Four?
Four?
Like four?
I mean,
yeah,
they need
four.
To discontinue some of that stuff. Like the PS2, discontinue that. I mean, who buys that still?
I work at GameStop, you'd be surprised, actually. They still buy
PSPs. I
wouldn't want to
buy it, hell.
Brian, they're still buying them.
But you gotta understand, like, the PS2, like, I understand what you're saying about the PSP, because there's so many of them, but the PSP, you gotta understand, the PS2 is a legend.
Yeah,
yeah,
but don't
the PS2
milk it out.
Legend.
I mean, hell, focus on the PS3 or PS2.
That, trust me, they're not
PS2.
Milking that, because there barely anything comes out for the PS2, but this PS2 is still selling.
Yeah, we're selling games that
go
buy
PS2
for like
PS2.
$10.
What's
like,
the purpose,
you know,
of going out buying a new one?
Because the PS2,
I mean, think about it, though.
Classic.
Think about it, though.
That's
think about it, though.
Their games aren't getting
released. A mom wants to go buy her children a new console. Now, she doesn't have the money for a PS3. She doesn't have the money for a Wii yet. What else is there? PS2 is a great console.
PS2 was the best last-gen game. One. Or it's console. That was the best console of all time. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the PS2. But I think that Sony's doing the right thing by making the huge hits, upgrading them to the HD version.
Yeah.
That's really going to bring people to go, all right, finally they're going to give in to their PS2. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give this in. And I'm going to go with the PS3.
Me and Brian was just talking about this the other day on Twitter. If they do it, they need to not only do it on PlayStation exclusives, but they need to try to get some licenses from some of these games that was third-party, you know, games on their system. Like, me and Brian's favorite first-person shooter was Time Splitters. That's a great series. If they remade that, for the PS3,
They're talking about it. They're talking about it. They're talk.
Yeah. They're trying to look for a licensor to make number four. I mean, a developer to make number four.
I'm excited.
I think Sony needs to just really start looking into buying some of the licenses for these PS2 games that they had on their system. Because, you see, Microsoft started doing it. They bought the license of Rare. And now they can remake GoldenEye 007 whenever they want to. They own it. Just like Banjo-Kazooie. That was from Rare. So they have a license to do it.
Also, I think that Sony needs to allow people to download PS3 games. Like, and PS2 games. Because on the Xbox, you can do that. Well, like, I just bought Bully. I bought that on Xbox. Also, you can buy things like Alan Wake. You can buy like Indigo Prophecy, all those type of things. And I know Sony does it every now and then.
But like the way they're doing it, they're doing the HD.
But this is the thing. This is the thing about it, though. Like, I can understand with Xbox, but for PS3, some of these games really have a lot of memory in them. Like, for example, the install for Gran Turismo 5 was like, what, 15 gigs? Imagine installing all that and then installing the game in your PS3. That is ridiculous.
It's just like DC Universe, but you do have the option to upgrade your hard drive.
Right,
and you can get it. You don't have to buy a specific hard drive. Like, that was one of my issues with the Xbox. I still have my 20 gig. I'm never going to upgrade it because they overpriced their stuff. And they just beat me with the Wi-Fi. I had to give in on that.
The only ones you're using their stuff and no one else's.
Yeah, which is really annoying. So I think Sony, all right, every PlayStation system, every PS3 has a large hard drive. So they should be able to do it. If Microsoft can do it and they released arcade versions and stuff like that with only 512 megabytes and they're still giving the option for you to download these games, Sony should be able to do it too.
Right.
Makes sense.
Well, we totally got off the topic, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I know you guys seen the red boxes around. They're usually like in supermarkets.
Like a dollar, right?
Yeah, a dollar, and you get the rent for, what is it, like a day or so?
I think so. I think it's a dollar a day.
Yeah, well, they're looking to take on Netflix in the streaming market. And
ain't gonna happen.
I personally think it's too late. Way too late.
It is.
Netflix is too good.
But they were gonna go with Amazon or Hulu to with the streaming. And if they do that, then Hulu is probably their best choice, seeing that PlayStation got a Hulu app on the PlayStation.
Well, that's true. But they also got a Netflix app, so why? I mean, it's like,
yeah, well, you get to choose. And they got the, there's another one, too, right?
Yeah, Voo, something with a B.
Yeah.
Which I never use. But,
and Netflix is the best one of all of them, so.
Yeah, and, you know, I have this, the article came from Flash Film, which is one of my favorite websites, by the way, but In reading the article, the person made a great point. They said, with this move, they're only following, not innovating, which is true.
Yep.
It's like,
right.
Netflix has been doing this for a while. All you're doing is just catching up and not trying to exceed what they're doing. You're just
being innovative.
And you're coming in late.
It's too late.
I think they should partner up with GameSpot and create a whole, you know, something with that.
Like a system of gaming and movie networking?
Well, if they partner up with GameFly, it'd be the same thing as Blockbuster, because Blockbuster does the videos and the games. But they don't do streaming, I don't believe.
They do, but GameFly has a bigger market.
Yeah, of course.
Bigger subscriber base.
Than older games as well.
Yeah, and more games. And Redbox is pretty, I don't know, they're doing okay with the movies. So if they want to introduce streaming, they can also provide the Redboxes at stores. And they can do the streaming. And if they partner with GameFly, that would actually help them, that part, gain some popularity. And may be able to
at least the prices will be...
Netflix is almost like Con Ed, man. They're like, they're almost like a damn monopoly. They're like pushing it. They're getting close.
I mean, they're good though. Yeah, what they are, bro.
Push it.
The only problem I have with Netflix is the movies that you stream. They need to update that more because the movies are so old. Like, I mean, Twister that came out 1996. That's not even on there. I mean, but you'll have the Fast and Furious, which came out 2000 or something.
Yeah, you know what they do? If you have, I don't know, up here in New York, we have Optimum, and you get to have movies on demand. You get, like, HBO on demand, all that stuff. And whatever's on there, 9 times out of 10, it goes to Netflix. So you can either watch it on Netflix or watch it on your cable box. So, and, like, HBO will show, say, like, Fast and Furious, the new movie that came out, the new one.
Yeah.
They'll show that throughout the month. The whole month, and it'll be on Netflix via HBO or Stars or something like that. So basically, it's not that great of a deal, but they need to just step up their content.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, for me, it's good.
If not, then somebody will pass them up.
Yeah, for me, it's good because I watch old movies because I'm a film student and I study them. Like, they have a lot of Alfred Hitchcock and stuff like that, but if you want to get the new stuff, you got to wait. Or if you want to get just some, you know, stuff like, you know, like you said, Twister or something like that, that's really like a classic.
Yeah.
If you want to see, it's not there, and you got to get the DVD version.
So what you're saying is you would like for Netflix to update the library, like, simultaneously at DVD release dates or around the same time?
Like, the older movies, you know, that came out in the 90s should definitely be on there. I mean, who would want to get that on DVD now?
If anything, I know they're playing around with a subscriber only, I mean a streaming only package or whatever. So I think that they should be able to have things at least a little bit over half of the content they provide on DVD or Blu-ray streaming enabled. Because sometimes
and how's your quality about... with the streaming enabled? How I know we talked about it before. Basically, depending on your connection, you'll get either HD or standard definition. How is y'all's quality?
Couldn't really make out what you said. To be honest with you,
I was asking like, how is y'all's quality? Being the fact that we talked about this before, we talked about how depending on your connection, you know, you can you know have HD. Or standard.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to choose.
Oh yeah.
It definitely depends on your connection. Somebody has me echoing. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway. It depends on your connection on the quality that you will get. Which is that's cool because I think if your connection is too weak. And it only streamed in like HD. You will not be able to watch the movie at all.
It will start stopping and pausing.
I've heard rumors like that before too.
What? Speaking of Netflix, I guess you could call this the segment where we suggest a movie that's able to be streamed on Netflix because Netflix is available on every game system. Actually, I have. Before I get into my suggestion, I'm going to compare the two because I have both systems. I have the Xbox. Well, I have all of them. But I'd never tried it on the Nintendo Wii. But
I tried it on the Wii. It's all right, though.
But comparing the PS3 version and the Xbox version, I think the layout on the PlayStation 1 is just as good as the Xbox version.
It's better.
In some ways better. Because... Who's echoing?
Sorry.
Well, let me take a shit out. Wait, let me make some help.
The cover flow that Xbox has is pretty. It's cool, but what annoys me is that you have to go right. Like, if you want to get to the, say there's a movie that's all the way on the end, you got to go through the whole thing just to get there. On the PlayStation, you just tap up and it goes to your, it goes to the bottom. So that always annoys me, but I do like on Xbox that you can play with a party, and I don't know why that's not possible on the PlayStation.
What part
does PlayStation sure about Netflix on 366? My brother has it, and it's real, real good on there.
Yeah,
I mean, the only thing, that's one problem I think that PlayStation always runs into is party friendly. This is the first generation where PlayStation has been online mainstream. And next generation, that's one thing they're going to have to capitalize on and learn from, is because in this generation, they're lacking with the party and the community base. And they're getting better, but they have to get better at what they're doing.
See, but my thing is that there's no company who's in a field who has competition that doesn't look at their competition. Sony, of course, they have to be able to look at their competition and see what they're doing. It's how long the PlayStation been out since, 2006 or so?
Six, yeah.
You would think by now that they would have caught on to the whole party feature.
And since it's been this long, I don't even think it's coming.
Yeah, it might not even come.
To be honest, it's not coming.
What? What was that?
He said that he thinks that since it's been this long, he don't even think it's coming at all. Which is a good
What's not coming?
Like the party feature that the Xbox has.
Like cloud? I think that was a rumor. I think cloud was what they were trying to hint towards it. Like the party system for PS or PlayStation users was cloud. They've mentioned cloud within, like, if you watch some of their videos, they've mentioned cloud a couple times.
Yeah, the cloud features they were talking about really don't hint toward a party system. They were talking about, like, the downloads and updates that stuff like that gets.
Synced, I guess you say.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like, they stored
they
up
didn't
in the
really
cloud
hint toward
and
them.
Right.
Access them that way.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really appealing.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not coming. You know, if it's 2011, PS3's been out since 2006, go figure.
Yeah.
So,
I think it will be coming, but not anytime soon. Because, Sony
don't
always puts their foot in their mouth and say things, and it doesn't come till years later.
PlayStation Home.
That's
supposed to be on PS2.
See, yeah, it's another example of not linking up everything you have. You can link up, if you can link up PlayStation Home to the actual dashboard or the XMB, you're good. Why not link things up?
Yeah, because right now PlayStation Home is just there. It's not serving any other purpose than
it's
being
nothing
there.
Special.
Yeah,
back in the day with PlayStation Home, it was real fun because, we all used to get on it, but, they could do so much more with it. It's like they had all these spaces. It's cool if you get on there a lot, but for us, it just sits there. Like, they need to do something with it.
Give us more of a reason to go into it, interact
like
with it.
I do like that new agent thing that they have going on.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you played that one space game, too?
See, it's cool. They're just putting games in there, but they're not connecting it to the actual PlayStation. It seems like a separate thing.
Time out. I got to admit. They really kicked in the hype or overdrive with the Killzone 3 shit. Like, I'm sorry. I went in the home just to see it. And I was like, nah.
I did too.
Like,
I just went to see it.
I was like, holy crap. Like, I was seeing, ISA shit going around, like, flying. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was so cool. And they did more stuff like that that gave me a reason to go in there, and supported games like that and change the atmosphere around you. I would go with it just to see it. Just be part of the experience.
I was impressed that they could, if you pre-order Killzone 3 in PlayStation Home, you get the jetpack for your avatar. I was impressed by that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I still feel like it's just way too...
It's a gimmick.
It's like separated. It's just not connected.
It's just underdeveloped.
Yeah, it's not connected. If you connect the damn thing to the actual experience of the PlayStation 3, the whole game, going to your game,
but you know what?
PlayStation Store.
Thinking about it, if they did that, it would kind of be the way I'm thinking Sony would do it. It would kind of be stupid because this is the thing. If they actually took the whole XMB off and everything was basically in PlayStation Home from where you launching a game to you, you know, going to PlayStation Store on PlayStation Home, like you would have to be at your house every time you want to play a game. And I'm thinking that's the way Sony would do it. And that's kind of whack.
Yeah, I think they need
to make
it to where, like,
because I didn't just keep that XMB.
You know how you go to somebody's name on your friend list and you see, like, the profile. It should be their home avatar, and it should have more about you. Things like that. Sort of like, all right, Xbox has their, even if, to me, I don't like my Xbox as much as my PlayStation as far as software content goes, games specifically, but the dashboard on the Xbox is, like, amazing. And when you come back...
It is smoother.
Yeah. What happened?
It is smoother. I have, like, my brother has a 360, and I play every now and then. It's just smoother. I think the layout of it is a lot smoother, more crisper.
Yeah, it is.
More of a reason to play on your layout, I guess.
Especially
you say.
The in-game dashboard, too.
Yeah, and if you... if you switch back and forth like I do on a daily basis, I'll go on my Xbox, play something, then I'll cut back to my PlayStation.
Yeah,
it's
same
like,
thing with me.
Yeah, it's like you get on your Xbox and things is popping out at you and everything looks crisp. And then you get on your PlayStation, there's just these icons there.
The thing about it is like the PlayStation, the whole XMB is kind of like slow. Like the simplest thing.
They need to change the XMB up.
Slow. Like, for example, me and Brian, we got a history in Call of Duty, and we have to block people a lot. So I'm trying to go through my list and delete people, and it's, like, taking forever. And I'm like, yo, this shouldn't even take this long. And it's so smooth
too.
On Xbox. It's faster.
A little circle that's wiggling. Like, come on, man.
It's like Microsoft's old like little glass fan thing that turns. Can't go through the bottom turn.
The problem is
it's like that.
When you're in a game, right, and you press the PlayStation button, it brings up the whole XMB other than the things that you can
see
while you're in the game.
Oh my god. You don't need all that bullcrap.
Right,
so why even have all that shit pop up if you can't use it? Really? That's like for advertisement.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's like a slap in your face.
Alright,
but anyway, we're getting way off topic here.
I don't know how we got into that. I don't know how we got into that.
But our we were up on
our movie suggestion.
One of our favorite movies to stream.
Redbox. Redbox.
Alright, I don't know if everybody has their suggestion or whatever. Has Netflix on here. But I think Brian, I think you
I
have
can't,
one. Right?
I can't speak.
Yeah, I still have it, yeah.
Alright, so I'll hear yours first.
I'm gonna have to go with Madea Goes to Jail. That movie is just hilarious.
What's it called?
Madea Goes to Jail.
Oh.
Madea Goes to Jail.
Oh.
That movie is funny.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't remember how it went.
Wow. I seen that a while ago. Because it was on Netflix. And it was like, you know, when you get the new arrivals.
Yeah.
I seen it there and I watched it for the first time. It was pretty. I think it was.
Y'all hear that?
I know he made a lot of them. I think it was one of his best ones.
Yeah, that is one of his best ones.
The only thing about it,
they put me to sleep most of them, but that one was pretty good.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one with a suggestion other than Brian. So, the movie...
Well, Eli used to have it.
I hear an echo. Alright, still hear an echo.
Eli's mic.
Ace has a cool mic.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. What's up?
I hear an echo.
Boy, ladies have a party.
You know why? Because he's so close and he's coming through the screen.
Man, you don't need to shut up. Hey, you don't need to invite me, re-invite me.
Just mute it.
Alright, my movie suggestion is called Exam. Just like you're taking a regular exam. Basically, there's 8 candidates, and they reach like the final stage of a selection to join this mysterious and like powerful corporation. So they enter a windowless room. There's like nothing in there. And a guy gives them 80 minutes to answer one supposedly simple question. And he outlines 3 rules that they have to obey them or they're disqualified. So the first rule is you cannot talk to him or an armed guard. There's one armed guard in the room. And you can't spoil your paper, like burn it, write on it, or like rip it up, anything like that. And can't leave the room. So he starts the clock and he leaves. And then the candidates, they turn over their question papers and it's completely blank. And they have to figure out what is the question and what's the answer. And they only have 88 minutes to do it, and only one person can get the job. And it's crazy. It's like one of those Saw style type of movies.
Oh, shit.
So that's my suggestion. And I believe that's the first episode. And we're out. And we're about to go into Uncut.
Woohoo!
Ace, fix your bummy mic, man. Oh, he really went there? He really went there. Anybody who can't see, though, this nigga breezy.
Yeah, he put that on Twitter.
Yeah. And he's on top better than everybody, thinking he's nice. Since it's only 21 kills and 6 deaths.
Nigga, I'm nice, man. Whoa.
Okay. All right, well, hey. Go take a picture of what I just did to y'all in Uno. Go take a picture of that.
Why don't you go on Twitter and look what
it's
I put
Uno.
Up?
Uno. Nobody cares. Uno. Uno, dude.
You know, make that.
All you do is lay down
the
card.
Yeah,
so it was Uno, man. Get over yourself. Hi, I'm Call of Duty 4.
Yo, yeah. I'm recording.
Call of Duty 4.
Hold on.
Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, hold on. Listen. Hold on. You see Moe upload no picture. You see Ace upload no picture. You the only one to upload a picture of us playing Uno. Now what that tell you? You scrub.
He barely went.
That's why you got to take pictures. He barely went. So when you do get that ring, you feel accomplished.
Hold on.
Relic in the moment.
Upload it.
So, Robin, you fix your mic?
Let me fix the whole connection.
That's
what the fucking problem is. You never can fix your connection.
I can fix the fucking connection.
1 kilobyte per second.
Let me fix it real quick.
Hey! T-Mobile
3G. Fucking kill you, bro.
This nigga.
He got that Verizon wireless internet card just here.
I'll be right back.
So why are you trying to power your PlayStation by tethering your phone, man? Come on.
Since he finally got, what, the 2.1 he finally got?
Yeah, 2.2. I think it's 2.1, nah. I think you're right. He's happy. And they got his old classic Mod Touch.
Oh, shit. He's finna leave. It's a classic.
Oh, something I didn't say before. I got Marvel vs. Capcom 3, right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen you play it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And I like the game, but I have a huge problem with it. They took out everybody, man.
They did?
Yeah.
Who did they take out?
Yeah.
Most of it, and that's no, the thing. They put most of the characters on DLC. That is whack. Nobody wants to pay.
That's not the first time somebody done that, though. Midnight Club did that too. They took out all the cars and added the DLC.
But this is the first time you release a game that has something to do with Capcom and Street Fighter that you only put Ryu in there and no Ken. Who does that?
Wow, no Ken?
Yeah, no Ken.
Hey.
No Guile.
Yeah, no Guile. Bison's not in there.
Nobody.
They trying to, but they trying to make DLC for it. Like, they already talking about DLC for the game. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they have the, but they have the nerve to put people like She-Hulk in there. Like, come on, man. Yeah. That was like a major disappointment.
They plan on doing that with Mortal Kombat 9 too. So I'm trying to figure out what characters are going to be on DLC. It's just going to be real wide.
Yeah, it's the more people get money hungry, the worse things get, man.
It is.
I mean, you can't blame them though in this economy right here.
Yeah. But I mean, I can understand that. But come on, yo, seriously, like, there's a point of, you know, satisfying your consumer and putting out DLC every 2 days is not it. That is not it.
Especially when we're not stupid.
I mean, look, for example, Call of Duty DLC. How long, and I said this in one of my videos, how long are you really going to be playing these maps for $15? I mean, seriously, let's keep it real. If you buy every Call of Duty game, you buy every DLC for every Call of Duty game, how long are you going to play these maps? A new Call of Duty comes out every year. You're not going to play it for that long. It's a waste.
That's the only time period you got. One year.
Exactly. See,
my thing was, like I was trying to say, is that we're not stupid. They already have these things made.
Right.
They already have these characters in the game. It's just like they already had Ken made. They got a couple people made already. They're just gonna release it as DLC. It's just annoying that they do that to people. They intentionally leave things out and then provide them as DLC and say, "Hey, look what we got."
Capcom is milking this year. They've been milking since last year and this year because first it was Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, Capcom vs. Marvel vs. Capcom. I mean, if they announce Capcom vs. SNK, I mean, it's just a milk fest. They just going to be getting money, DLC, all this type of stuff. It's ridiculous.
I think the reason why they're doing that is because no one's doing anything about it.
Yeah.
What could we do about it? You know, we're going to listen to them. They're not going to listen to us.
Dun, dun, dun. Batman just entered the building. Look at him. Clown Ace.
He's pissed. I bet he's pissed. Kill yourself.
Why don't you go find a road and play Rue?
Kill yourself.
Anyways, so sorry I had to leave abruptly. I had to reset my router.
Of course.
So, did we already finish Uncut? Or are we still doing it? Or what's up?
Man, we're going, man.
All right, here we go.
Yo, I have a problem with FPS this year. Way too much. Way too much.
Way too many.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I'm not excited for Killzone 3. Because you got Killzone 3.
I didn't buy FPS since... Yeah, I was like,
Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor. Which
Medal of Honor, yeah, that was the last, November?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we should get Killzone 3. I don't.
I don't really want Killzone 3. I don't, there's a Bulletstorm out,
right.
Coming out, there's Homefront.
Bulletstorm
is
whack.
Homefront, right? The game Homefront.
Homefront was good.
I mean, the story is just like Freedom Fighters from the PS2 era. That's cool, but it had, why first person again? That's first person. We got another Call of Duty, of course, coming out.
No,
we got another Medal of Honor coming out.
First person shooter. I'm waiting for this year. Two heavy hitters that people are sleeping on. Well, one of them not. Brink look hot. I don't know if y'all looked at Brink. Brink looks hot.
Ooh, yeah.
I didn't check that out.
And Resistance 3, it is cracking. It is cracking Resistance 3. It is open.
Well, I forgot about that.
I didn't even check that out.
That's why I don't want to see the Killzone, because it's like, you know, I'm going to have it for a little bit, but once Brink and Resistance 3 come out, it's over. I ain't going to play it no more.
For some reason, I'm not a fan of Resistance as like other people.
I'm not that.
I don't know why.
I like it though.
I love it.
Number two
was
real good.
Yeah, it was.
The second one was cool too. It's just, it's something about it. It's like,
it just, it,
I get bored
Halo.
Fast.
Halo.
Yeah, maybe it's because, I don't know, I get bored of first person shooters very fast. Because they all, when it comes down to it, it's just like racing games to me. When it comes down to it, It's all the same thing. It all comes down to one thing. Well, pointing and shooting.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but me and Brian, we're big, real big first-person shooter fans, and we can tell you that, I mean...
I'm not washed out, to be honest.
I don't want to hear what Brian thinks.
I'm not washed out either, but...
Man, I'm not washed out on first-person shooters. I'm just sick of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna sit here and be the hater of Call of Duty because I play Call of Duty and I traded both of mine, but it's easy. It's too easy now. I mean, after we even played it since 07 till now,
the only
it's too easy.
After Modern Warfare.
Yep. Me too.
I don't know. I'm not.
Now you know what's slowly coming in, but people are like sleeping on it. What's slowly coming in is third-person shooters. And that's what's slowly creeping in, because Uncharted is the lead, and then.
But, yeah, of course, the third-person shooters become competitive as well.
Yeah.
But if you ever play, this is one game that I think, if it had these two issues fixed, it would have been like the ultimate game, Metal Gear Online, right? If they didn't go through their stupid Konami ID thing.
Yes, it has so much potential.
And if they didn't make the headshots so ridiculous, that game would have been amazing. Because you could play it in so many different ways. You had the sniping style. You had the sneaking around style. You had all different types of things.
Yeah, that was fun. I played sneaking around style.
I played that job for a while, too. I used to be on that all the time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would still be playing that Metal Gear Online, actually. It took a little bit of skill.
I'll still be playing it, but what happened was I forgot my Konami ID password. It sounds like, damn, why didn't you just make it through PlayStation Network?
I remember my username was like Black Ninja, and I forgot the password. I couldn't get back in. I was like, man, fuck this shit.
Why I think third-person shooters are going to slowly creep in is because, you know, the difference between first-person shooters and third-person shooters is first-person shooters, you can pick any of them up, and it's basically easy. Like, even Killzone to a point now, I pick it up, didn't play it for that long, caught on quick, start beasting.
Yeah,
third-person shooters, each one of them have a different story and a different feel to them, so you have to, like, you're not just going to leave that game alone for months and then get back on and start beasting. I've learned that right now with Uncharted, because I used to be a beast. I'm getting destroyed.
Ace, you was always garbage. Calm down.
Are you serious? Hey, you know what? I'm getting Killzone. Oh, I'm getting Uncharted tomorrow. I'm gonna go to GameStop and rent it. I'm like, yo, I'm trading out getting Dragon Age and getting Uncharted.
Now y'all heard this, right? Everybody heard it. Everybody's a witness in this room. They heard that he said he's gonna get Uncharted 2. Because not too long ago, he said, I forgot. I work at GameStop. I can
pick
it up.
Man.
Never happened. Never happened.
Hey, yo, I've been busy.
I've been busy too. I don't trade in games and I don't lend them out.
I don't trade it.
I left it on the floor of my mom's house.
Yeah, like
how do you treat your games, man? You just leave the disc around?
Okay, first of all, we're not gonna go into detail about the situation, right? But we'll wait until we're not in the podcast recording. But there,
I understand something was unexpected, right?
But the situation happened. It was unexpected, and I had to leave. So
basically, you're saying you didn't have 2 seconds to pick up a disc?
No. I didn't have time to grab, like,
No.
Like, y'all laughing, but I'm being real. I think busy right now. I think people being playing. Like,
nah, he's true. He's right.
Hardcore
gamer. Ooh. I feel you. But I guess you just have to get the game over. It should be cheap, though.
Yeah, I think I got a good conversation for it. Me and Brian talked about this before, so I want to see what y'all think. What do y'all think is going to be the next big genre? For the next generation now. Right now, it's first-person shooter. What's going to be next?
Play, create, and share.
Yeah, I was just about to say it. Player-generated stuff.
So far, nobody really did it as well
MMOs.
As Little Big Planet, but I don't know. It's going to happen.
MMOs gonna
nobody's not
going to
do it better than Little Big Planet.
But, yeah, that's the thing about it. You could say play, create, and share, but at the same time, who's going to do it better than Little Big Planet doing it? Nobody. So how big is it going to get?
And guarantee you, somebody will.
I think the next thing is probably the RPG or MMOs. Like, that's probably the next big thing. Role-playing games.
It's going to be real hard to shut down a little big planet. That's why I think MMOs might take it.
I think co-op.
Now, I'm going to tell you why I don't think MMOs. First of all, the whole subscription, the whole paying monthly is not going to happen.
Because DCU would have barely have money to buy things. But that $15 subscription, that's not popping.
Fair enough.
It's disgusting.
Fair enough.
Sorry. I know.
All right. You have to pay $15 a month for that game. Used or brand new, you're buying. You're paying $15 a month.
Yeah.
No. You can't buy used DC Universe. You can't buy DC Universe.
No, you buy the disc itself used, but you can't buy the package.
No. Every disc has like a activation key, and that key cannot be reused. You cannot trade in DC Universe. Every key is specifically made for that one disc.
I got lucky on one of my games, SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. You have to pay for. So I got mine used from GameStop, and he said if you buy it used, you won't be able to play online. So I buy it used anyway, and I got very lucky, and my key worked, and I was able to play online for free. So obviously somebody didn't know
that person was punching in.
I'm sorry, I'm telling you, the whole subscription thing is just, I know we joke around that I usually waste money a lot, and I'm not really in a bad predicament, and I can get what I want.
You whatever fuck you want.
But even me, I still find the whole $15 thing just annoying.
I think MMOs would be big because the first person that do it on a console without making you pay online for it, that's who's gonna start a trend. And then once that starts, somebody's gonna have to come right behind them and do it, and then it's gonna start up and a whole bunch of MMOs gonna release without no subscription fee.
It can't be cheesy. To me, I mean, DC Universe is cool. Yeah. But it comes down to it, it's still these corny little fight animations and these little corny little
cool.
powers.
That's cool.
And it's like,
it's
just a port. It's not even hiding itself. It's a port. You can tell the whole layout is PC. It's got it written all over it. So if you don't get it for the PC, you're actually limiting yourself. Because you can see the whole UI of the whole thing. It's just PC. It spells PC. I don't know. The game that's coming out called Agency, I think.
Yeah, it's called.
Is this still
that
out?
Looks cool.
Is this still coming out?
Yeah, it's supposedly still coming out probably this year.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Because Lord have mercy.
I think MMOs is going to gain.
How many even what? 05? Like, seriously. That shit been.
I think MMOs. I think MMOs is going to be huge. But. I think the play create and share thing, because it never gets old and people always on it. It has this social aspect to it. When somebody other than Media Molecule does it and does it right, you're gonna see it being implemented in different type of ways, and it's gonna become major.
Now,
I don't know why they didn't make.
Little Planet 2 is good, but it does have some problems.
Yeah, it does. Like network issues.
Slow loading times is probably the main problem. And then the tutorials are not even, need some help too. Like, don't even tell you how to make a car. You know, you gotta. I made one, but how to get the run?
I still don't. I can't wrap my head around how people make some of those levels with whatever.
Levels.
The same stuff that I have. I'm like, what? How's that possible? How you get inside something and all of a sudden I'm playing Marvel vs. Capcom versus Sony or whatever? How's that possible?
And that's one thing on Little Planet. I never, like, Andrew's got to be a beast because I got on there and tried to make a level. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and play some of the
All mine's the same stuff. Platformer. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just play other people's levels and that's where my limitation is going to be.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think once it's done.
Now, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the 3DS and the NGP. Handheld game is getting big. You can see they almost, like, getting towards console power because the NGP is supposed to have the same power as the PS3, if not more. And the 3DS.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Did you see ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. Yeah.
Like, really? It's like the iPhone mixed in with, like 3DS mixed in with the PSP game. You know what I'm saying? It's like a mixture.
In the 3DS, the Street Fighter 4 graphics for 3DS is better than the console graphics for Street Fighter 4. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I just don't know. The only reason why I get Nintendo, handheld systems is just for Pokemon. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's just for Pokemon. Because every time, everything else that comes out, I'm like, no, God. I'm not into that.
I lost my interest in Pokemon a long time ago. I just can't do it no more. Too many of them.
That's the ultimate game. Anybody else ever play Pokemon Stadium?
That was my crack.
They need to make more like that, man. That shit was incredible.
They got too many Pokemon. That's ridiculous. Crackamon, Sluttamon. Come on, yo, chill out.
Yeah, I'm lost. I'm lost, man.
Chill out. Chill out, yo.
I have to admit, son, I'm lost. I don't know what's what. I see, like, the new games now, and, like, the Pokemon that's on the cover. I'm like, what the hell is that? Whatever happened to, like, Charizard and them niggas?
Alright, like, well, last time I checked, Mewtwo and Entei, they was out of things since sliced bread. Now I see things flying in the air with 25 tails. I'm like, yo, this is not Naruto. Chill out with all that, yo.
I don't know.
So, I don't know.
I'm hot, man. I'm getting tired, man. I'm about to go get something to drink from the store.
I'm about to go out to with some friends.
Hey, you see his before picture on Facebook, though? He got that all white suit on in the dark. I'm like, dang, Ace, where you at?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a suit.
Man, I wish I had a picture of Rajon Rondo up here. As I could show that Ace, like Rajon Rondo, got beat with like a bag of nickels or something, and then Ace came out.
What?
He looked just like.
Oh my god! Yo, I ain't say all that already. Man, that's mo.
Hey, I know. It's cool. It's cool, though.
Nah. Ace my dude, though.
You look,
he's
man.
He's just funny.
Nah, fuck you, nigga.
Aw, he offended.
What you pissed
at? Sometimes I think Ace will outside in the dark and lose himself. Like, where did I go?
Anyways, hey, I smile and I find my way back home.
Game Pro, you still happy about your little win in Uno?
Yes, I am happy about that. I know I beat y'all.
You're pathetic.
Yeah.
You're pathetic.
800 plus.
You're pathetic.
I'm telling you, they barely get wins. They get wet when they get one. I bet they'd be taking pictures when they be winning a little bit playing too. I made it here first. Put it on Twitter now.
Make it Twitter official.
hey, I know you ain't talking to YouTube.
Hey, he marked the fuck out of that for YouTube, though. I give him props.
I'm a beast.
I disagree, sir.
Hit over 30,000 views and holler at me. Beast.
I don't think Brian's a beast. I think he's a coon.
Ooh.
And a monkey.
Ooh.
And
whatever,
he has
dude.
Fish
whatever,
lips.
Dude. Whatever, dude.
Yes.
I think he a closet.
You look like you always eat powdered
just
donuts.
That's just me. I think he called a homosexual. I don't have no opinion. I'm just his cousin.
Have you seen his home character? He has like a freaking bucket in his head with a chicken.
His home character is like a gardener.
He has like a pet chicken, pet bird on his shoulder. Typical nigger.
I know what you're talking about. You over exaggerating your character. You haven't even got your real color on there.
Hey, oh.
Let's be serious. If Mo turned off the backlights in the studio on home, we would have lost Ace if he had a real color on his avatar.
I didn't even know.
I didn't see his eyeball. See the white on his eyeball.
Mo dark than me. How the fuck do you figure that? I ain't even that dark. I'm like milk chocolate.
No, nigga. Sorry, you're more like a Snickers bar.
I think Andrew is definitely darker than me. I'm like the third darkest out of everyone in this room.
I'm light. I'm peanut butter, nigga.
Just saying.
That's how I roll.
Peanut butter? Peanut butter?
Yes. Yes.
You a fucking lie.
You
nigga, it's brown.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, son.
Okay.
Yeah, Reese's Buttercup.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad because you look like something that we leave in the toilet. Get out of here, Ace. Get out of here, man.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, wait a second.
He just called you okay. Blue. Might be the first time today. And when you put the bathroom on, it don't make it no better because it's just double dark then.